Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park is one of the world's richest areas for lichen diversity. A new inventory of lichen in the park turned up hundreds of different lichen species, and dozens of them have never been identified before. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
Toby Spriebele has been fascinated with lichen since he was a young boy growing up in the Northwoods of Minnesota. Lichen is now the subject of his PhD thesis at the University of Graz in Austria, so his expectations were high when he set out to collect specimens in Klondike Historical Park near Skagway. His first trip into the forest did not disappoint.
We noticed right from the very first hours of fieldwork that this was a very rich area, at least as rich as any other area that any of us had ever worked in before. So it was pretty exciting.
Spriebele spent more than 30 days in the field and collected more than 3,500 lichen samples. Back in the lab, he identified 766 different species. Spriebele says that number is especially impressive given the size of the park.
It's a really small park compared to a lot of the other areas that have been inventoried. And the number 766 is one of the highest numbers ever found for basically for any park of any size, anywhere in the world.
Of those 766 different species, Spriebele found about 10% are probably new to science. In a journal article that will be published next month, he'll describe five of those new species. One is even a new genus, a rare occurrence.
I like to think of Alaska as being something of the Amazon of lichen diversity.
Lichen prospers in cool temperatures, which could explain why it flourishes in southeast Alaska. Spriebele says the Klondike area is also at an intersection of a lot of different lichen floras, from the Pacific Northwest coast, the Arctic boreal forest, and from the Pacific Rim as far south as New Zealand.
Basically, diversity at this level on 53 square kilometers here in the Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park is comparable in all other ways to a diversity of other organism groups in the tropics and the Amazon rainforest.
Spriebele says it's especially important to document the lichen species now, as global warming becomes an increasing threat to biodiversity in northern climates. The lichen identifying project was first proposed by a National Park Service employee named Meg Haar, who used to work at Klondike. But she died in a tragic mountain bike accident last summer and never got to see the results of her early efforts. Dave Schirkauer is a biologist at the park.
I think that she would be super, super excited, and one of the new species was also named after her.
That species is called Cocotrema haariae. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.